Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my god, it's that time again. Actually, it isn't. I'm coming to you from beyond the grave. Not really from beyond the grave, but I did have to pre-record this one. You see, yours truly has taken a little trip, road trip up to North Carolina. Gonna check out some leaves and some beer and some possibilities for the future. You never know. But, yeah, so I had to kinda fool you guys and, you know, make my show a little bit early and then just send it to corporate America. And by corporate America, I mean Radio St. Pete. Not really corporate America at all. It's kind of just a cool place. But anyway, I have to pretend like the man's keeping me down, man. Like Dennis Hopper, man. Not really. Not really all any of that. If you want to know how far in advance this actually was recorded, tonight is the big debate between an idiot and an adulterer's wife. And I said, you know what? I have this thing called logic, so I'm not listening to any of it. And I tuned it out, and I turned on, and I was like, hey, man, let's spread some love with some cool tunes, and let's avoid all this negativity, because it's going to be horrible. They keep playing this out. It's the big debate. Oh, yeah, because like a big baby's not just going to go, I'm not right. I'm right all the time. I'm right all the time. And then the lady's going to get screaming mad, and it doesn't matter anyway, because whoever you like, your little pea brain's going to go, oh, well, obviously that person won. Because I have no common sense or logic, and I can't think for myself, so the media has to do it. Well, then turn elsewhere, because I'm not going to decide for you. In fact, I'm not deciding for anybody, except for me. Mao. Did I even introduce this show? Oh my god, this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. Got on my soapbox before I could even tell you guys who this was and why this was. This is the show that plays all kinds of crazy stuff you would never hear anywhere else in the entire known universe. Feel special yet? You should. Here's some now, for your ears.
How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
No, I mean I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Do you dream of dying lovers asleep on concrete paper covers? Betray the skin and you discover that you're still here. It's not over. In the dark, something vaguely clear makes it still worth living here. Donkey's done. Walking on glass into the dark. Chained together we go on.
words, words that hurt. You drive to earth from girdered heavens. Views, points of view, you shout them through electric fences. From your chair into the lens, through the wires and into the minds of poor believers, to turn the words into arrow and fire. Oh. World, another world,
didn't crawl out from under no rocks. We didn't have no tails. And we didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
On the gray and bloodstained grass below, there is snow. Frozen scenes that no one wants to know. In the snow, usually this time of year, birds are here from south. Presently there's no telling up from
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Ghetto Freaks explodes on the screen with excitement never before shown in a motion picture. Ghetto Freaks exposes the sensuous facts of taking over a white commune and turning the white chicks into soul sisters.
Help me! I said no. She's my lady. Nobody touches her.
What's the matter, man? You knew the rules when you joined this family. And the rules were real fine when you didn't have a chick of your own. But you took your share real good. Now your little pink leg is going to obey the rules. And you're going to watch.
Ghetto Freaks is a motion picture that will make every part of you react with a new feeling. Groupies, long hairs, freaks, all living in one sole family and doing the bidding of a black leader. Nothing could stop these freaks from performing their weird initiation rituals night after night. Every new white convert wore an afro and obeyed the rules of the leader, and he showed them how to get their kicks where their cracker lovers left off. Ghetto Freaks is a film you can't afford to miss. Ghetto Freaks.
What, you? I don't get this at all. I saw a little panda.
Shut up, Mr. Button. You are not brought upon this world to get it.
Yes. Ghetto Freaks. No, wait. I meant, yes. Bob Goblin. That's from their newest CD or album or download or however you get your music. It's called Love Lost for Bloodlust. These guys are really hip. Played Turn Gears Turn, From the Hill, and part of External Snow, and then, well, commercial break. But, you know, what are you going to do? Sorry, guys. Make sure you check them out. They are awesome. Just look up Bob Goblin on Facebook or MySpace or Twitter or Tweet or Snapchat or Snap Inc. or I don't know other words to say. The Yellow Pages, Other, the Magic 8-Ball, Carrier Pigeon, a bottle floating in the ocean in the harbor. Look in all those places for Bob Goblin and you'll be like, wow, those guys are good. Anyway, on with the show, as they say. I just got blasted in the ears while I was checking, doing a sound check. That's because I recently ran an update. You know what update means? An update means everything on your computer is now not what it used to be, and boy, good luck for the next 3 weeks. That's what it means for me, anyway. Ugh. I'm getting too old for technology. And by that I mean I hate technology. Said the man talking into a microphone on the internet. Wow. Hypocrite. Here's not hypocrite. Here's HIPAA music for your HIPAA ears.
Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
We'll I'm sorry, bro. The unpublishable novel is now a movie.
The Hillbilly Hooker.
The Hillbilly Hooker. Was she too old at 14?
The Hillbilly Hooker.
She may have been poor white trash, but Fancy was her name.
The Hillbilly Hooker is coming for you.
Hillbilly Hooker, in color. Admission restricted.
Come on out and see me sometime.
Do you have any experience in motion pictures?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit, actually. I have quite a bit of experience. I'm an active renter at Blockbuster.
I'm going to go on record right now and say, if you watch The Hillbilly Hooker, going to be come out smarter than if you'd watch The Debate. Oh, politics, you so crazy. Yes. Boy, you know, I just started watching a new, it's like Milwaukee Blacksmith. It's a reality show, and if you know anything about reality shows, there's not a whole heck of a lot of reality in the biggest air quotes in the world going on. But, you know, I started watching it because me and my father, my late father who passed away the end of a year and four months ago, whatever it was. We used to blacksmith, so I have a vested interest in that kind of stuff. And one of the funniest things I always find so fascinating about reality shows, you know, if you watch the first season, you might actually learn something. I mean, like, the first season, like, of Pawn Stars or you know, Counting or Counts Customs or all these shows that they just keep making, famously, what was it, American Restoration. You know, it starts out and you're like, oh, I can see things. I'm seeing things. They're showing things. They're showing how things are done or made. And then slowly they're like, oh, here's the Chumley, here's the idiot, this is the funny idiot that everyone's supposed to laugh at, and now it's time, then they introduce like how, oh, we have to build a motorcycle in 24 minutes, and oh yeah, and then the goofy guy knocks the frame over, you know, like the first season is always informational, then the second one is like, oh, we're getting a stride, we're formulating who the idiot is, and what's the pressure going to be for every show? And then from then on, you can check your brain at the door because there's zero actual learning. And these are on like the History Channel and the Learning Channel and all this stuff. And there's nary a learning nor history nor education to be found after season 2.25. That's what I'm going to say. Like, or if you go into the third season, well then, oh my God, you actually get dumber watching them. And then Chumley gets arrested for crack and hookers and guns. Isn't that awesome? Sure, it's awesome. Here's something awesome. More awesome music. We'll be right back.
better. You better, me better, we better. You better, me better, we better. Everybody thinks better than everybody. Everybody thinks better than everybody. Everybody thinks better than everybody. Everybody thinks they are better than everybody else. They're better, everybody thinks they're better. You live in a fantasy land if you think that life is grand, because the world revolves around you.
Hawk. Yeah.
Ing.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
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 Mockingbird.
Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
And that was, on the other side of the break, that was Geraldine Moonstone from, or Geraldine PNG from Moonstone City. My apologies. Before that, I just realized, when I came out of the break, I was like, oh my god, I dissed him, but I didn't mean to. Before Geraldine PNG, it was, of course, the world famous My Love, Ginny Oops, JINNYOOPS, exclamation point. Take that. Look those guys, gals, both of them gals, look them both up on the web. I know Geraldine PNG just had a new website she just created, so look that up. Just type in Geraldine PNG. It'll come up, I promise. Look for like Moonstone City. Good stuff coming out of that there. And of course, Benton Records, always a crowd pleaser. I love them. You know I love them. All those groups, Red Bacteria Vacuum and Tsumi Meira Ri, something, many words. I like them. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I figured, you know, Geraldine always kind of lightens the mood a bit. So I played Harry Hippie, Everyone Thinks They Better, and Greed. All very poignant, all very precedent. Other words. I don't think other words. I need one of those calendars that tells you, like, in some new hip word every... It's like, I went through college and I came out thinking, I was like, oh, I was so excited and, I, you know, all that stuff, all the growth. I had exploded with actual knowledge, and then you slowly kill it with beer and you just get dumb again. It's so sad. It's a vicious cycle, really. I should seek counseling, or at least take classes to be, like, re-educated. Re-educate me up, please. I'll take one college, thank you. And just hand them a ticket. And they'll be like, clown or barber? And I'll say, yes!
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
We'll be right back.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Cold surf groove. I love it. That was a newly added group, Lulufin the Woohoo. Yes, you heard me right. Japanese all-girl surf band from Japan. Where else, right? Am I right, folks? I'm predictable. It was Lulufin the Woohoo. Woohoo. Or if you just type in woohoo, you're going to get many search results from the 5678. Yay for that. They're also incredibly awesome, but they're also incredibly big time compared to my little show. So if I felt embarrassed to ask them to let me play their music, because they'd be like, how about money, please? And I'd be like, I don't have any. And then they'd say, well then, sorry about your luck. Interesting story. I did meet them once. I'm a huge 5678 fan. If you don't know who that is, you heard their song numerous commercials and whatnot, but they are most famous for being the band that was playing in Kill Bill when our bride, our lovely blood-spattered bride, hacked up the Crazy 88s. And I think it was the Blue Leaves? Some House of the Blue Leaves, I believe. Anyway, that's who the 5678s are. Education. Now you know. And knowledge is power. That's what that guy says. Steve Austin. Not Steve Austin. Some other guy. Well, I think that is going to be about it for this week. Again, you know, I hope you guys have a great couple of weeks. I'll be out and about, out of the state, and out of my mind, and hoping that, you know, I can escape some of the Florida heat and just, you know, dig the Asheville and Cary, North Carolina, and Louisville. I'm doing a whirlwind trip from, I'm going to go from Cary, North Carolina to Louisville to back down to Nashville to spend a lot of money at Third Man Records. Could give me a discount. They won't. And then Asheville, and then back to our home to tell you guys all about it next week. Thanks for listening. My name's Mal. This has been the Radio St. Pete Indie Circuit.